Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has announced a series of measures in response to two shootings targeting Israelis. They include demolishing the homes of Palestinians involved and speeding up gun licensing for Israeli citizens. Earlier, two Israeli settlers were injured in a gun attack. The military says a 13-year-old Palestinian suspect is in custody. It came a day after seven Israelis died in a shooting near a synagogue in occupied East Jerusalem. The police department in the U.S. city of Memphis has disbanded its special unit known as Scorpion. It comes after some of its officers beat an unarmed black man who later died from his injuries. Demonstrations have been held across the country after video showing the beating of Tyree Nichols was released on Friday. The officers are facing several charges, including murder and kidnapping. One person has died during protests in Peru. Police fired tear gas in confrontations in the capital, Lima. They rallied a day after Congress rejected a request from President Dina Boluarte to bring forward elections. They want her to step down and new polls to be held. More than 50 people have died since protests began in December following the arrest of the former president, Pedro Castillo. At least 24 people have died in a bus crash in Peru. It plunged off a cliff in the northwestern province of Piura. Police say the vehicle was carrying 60 passengers, including a number of Haitians. Ukrainian authorities say at least three people have been killed after a Russian missile strike hit the eastern city of Konstantinivka. The regional governor of Donetsk says two others were injured in the attack. Four apartment buildings and a hotel were damaged. Syria has rejected a report from the Global Chemicals Watchdog, which blames government forces for a chlorine attack in 2018. The Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons says that there are reasonable grounds to believe the military carried out the attack in the rebel-held town of Duma. Czech voters have chosen a retired general as the new president. Petr Pavel took just over 58% of the vote, defeating billionaire and former Prime Minister Andrej Babiš. The president has a largely ceremonial role, but is responsible for some key appointments.